Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and with me I have Sister T.C. Holland. Sister Holland, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I can. Very loud and clear.
Good. The people around me are having a party again today, so...
Oh,
you know, you gotta bear with me. It's the summertime and they're partying. So sometimes you gotta try and drown them out, you know.
Right, right.
So you played a different type of music in the house and everything, and you know, it's a party going on and you're like, all right, would you guys just go to sleep please, you know?
Right.
Of course it's 7 o'clock on Sunday, so I guess no one's sleeping at this point. So
no, not at all.
Yeah, so look, on that note, I welcome you, of course, to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Would you mind opening up in prayer, please?
Not at all. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for all that I have, all that I got, and all that you are going to bring to me. I want to pray for the sick and shut in. I want to give a special prayer out to my sister, Pastor Kathy Holland, that was sunburned, that had to have medication. She's taking medication for it. I also want to pray for the executive producer, Lavina Polite, our CEO, Rich Money, Richard Archibald, that, you know, God will see them to get through whatever struggle is going on and for her to just, you know, get some rest and for him to just be well. And I want to pray for the other hosts of GQ Palace. I want to pray for the friends, the callers, everyone that's listening or call in. And a special prayer to partners in prayer as well. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to see another day. I want to pray for my kids, especially my daughter, that, you know, she will just wake up and know that, you know, you are there for her and with her, and that all things are possible through you, and that she would take a closer walk with you as well, and my son. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So before we get started, of course, yes, a special prayer for Pastor Kathy Holland. I did read it, and I'm like, oh, my God, she had to be in the sun. Because she had to get burnt some kind of bad. But, you know,
yes.
Our skin, the way our skin is, we can't take the heat like that. You know, many people believe that we can, but we can't because we will burn. You
exactly.
Know? So we're
yes, we will.
You know, we're definitely praying for her healing. And we're praying that all goes well with her and that she's feeling 100% very soon. Of course, well, we know God is the healer and he'll fix everything. You know, express it with her because that's one child of God right there. So we're going to send our prayers, but I'm sure our prayers is up there with many others because she has touched a lot of hearts and have encouraged a lot of people. So before we get started, we're just going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back on the air. Amen.
Amen.
looks different now than when it did before. But there's no road that God can turn into an a new day. Oh God, I love my heart. There are new gardens. Trade those ashes for garments of praise. You've already won. You're already victorious. You're coming through.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. That was Terry Smalls, A Brand New Day. She's an up-and-coming artist and a wonderful gospel artist that she is. She definitely, she can definitely sing some songs that truly have testimonies and that can truly make you cry. So.
Yes, yes, yes.
So how have you been, Sue?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. You know, been through the storm, but the storm ain't going to last always.
Right.
You know, and I just keep praying about it, and I know that God has my back, and I know that he's not going to put no more on me than I can bear.
Right.
And I'm just truly blessed and highly favored, you know.
That's excellent. Yes. I can actually... Yeah.
Before we get started, my grandbaby wants to say something.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm thankful for my mommy, my daddy, and my mom. And my name is Alondra Day.
Aww.
And could you please pray for my mom and my mommy and my daddy?
Yes, we will. We definitely will, okay?
Okay.
Aw, T. We definitely will. Okay?
All right. Okay,
here
go my mom again.
Okay. That's my mom, huh? All right, well, my mom, hold on 1 second. We got to bring somebody on real fast. Hold on.
Okay.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, this is Rachel A. Good afternoon, good evening, good Sunday.
Amen.
How y'all doing? How are you all doing?
Hello.
I'm calling to say how grateful I am to be a child of God. I truly, truly am, and how grateful I am that He blesses me to have the strength to wake up every day and plant my feet and continue on and do all that He allows me to do. And I want to say how grateful I am to be a part of the BQ Palace family and how much I love you all.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
And I continue to pray always, and as always, I'm definitely praying and asking, please pray for me.
Gotcha. You know we will. You know we will. Look, I know you at work.
I saw that. I'm in the bathroom hiding, but I had to answer to my call. And every Sunday, even if I'm at work, I hear that little ringing. Spiritual Sunday, call in. You didn't go to church. You've been at work all day. Call in. Spiritual Sunday.
Amen.
Yeah. But I truly wish that I could stay on. I wish I could stay on for the whole duration of the show. However, I will be going on the web later on and listening to the show when it's over. I want to thank y'all for praying. Thank y'all for praying. And thank y'all for keeping me uplifted and giving me my calls and texts and telling me how I can do it. And I love y'all. I love y'all.
Love you, too. Right, don't work too hard.
Thank you. Bye. I love y'all.
Right, love
you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, you know what I could say? She is committed, boy. She makes sure she calls in.
Yes.
And I know, and I'm thankful. You know, I'm thankful, you know, that you guys actually love the Lord, you know, enough to, you know, join me, you know, on Sundays and, you know, to, you know, be a part of GQ Palace, you know. Even though we might not say it, you know, we do appreciate you guys and, you know, love you dearly and, of course, your whole family, so.
Yes.
You
and
know,
we love you, too. Both, we love both of you, you know.
Yeah.
definitely, you know, love the callers, listeners, you know, because, you know, like Rachel always say, without Rich, there would be no GQ Palace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, we thank God because He's the one that, you know, made it possible as well.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, of course, let's see. Where should I start on me? recap, stressful week, job hunting, definitely, looking for another job and, you know, hoping that God, you know, sees it fit for me to move on and do something different and blesses me with something, you know, different. So I'm able to, like, keep this job, like, part-time versus doing it full-time. I could actually say today was the first time in years when I felt, like, broken, you know. So I do think, you know, the prayers for me, you know, it means a lot. It does mean a lot. We're going to go to a song real fast.
Okay.
And then we'll come back on the air.
All right.
Sitting here by the window, looking out over my life, a lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today. And I still here, thinking about my life and the things that didn't go right. Wish I knew then what I know now. Through it all, somehow it all worked for my good. And now it's understood that I'm stronger, more mature to endure life struggle. I'm still here.
Welcome back to GQ Palace, our Spiritual Sunday. I do want to, you know, apologize. I wasn't going to do the show today because I feel like I have, like, so many different emotions, you know, going on at one time. And it's okay as long as you keep busy, you know, but then as soon as you, like, slow down and you stop and you think and your mind just goes a mile a minute, you know, I'm human. And you go through many different things. So...
All right.
Today's a day I can say, like, I feel, like, broken, you know? I feel so many different things, so many different emotions. And I'm praying, you know? I'm positive. I'm praying. But I just feel like the whole world, you know, is, like sitting on my head, you know? And it just, it's so stressful. It's so overwhelming to the point where it's, like, I love my job. I was so short-tempered today, but, like, I literally found myself just sitting there. Like, I'm just a body today. And I told him in the morning, listen, I'm really not in a positive mood. I'm not going to lie. You know, and they're like, you? I'm like, yeah, I'm not in a positive mood. I'm just going to sit here. You need me to open a door? I'll open the door. You need me to do something? All right, granted. I'm not doing no hair today. I'm not doing no fingernails today. I'm not doing nothing out of what I'm supposed to do. That's it. I tried to get off this morning. I wasn't, you know, they weren't overstaffed, so I couldn't get off work, so I had to work. But just, like, mentally, I just feel, like, overwhelmed, you know, mentally drained. Just, you know, and everyone says, okay, everything will get better, you know, this, that, and the other. And it's like they say, you never question God, you know. And I'm not questioning him. I just feel like I haven't felt the way I feel right now in over 10 years, you know. Where you just feel like just broken and just feel so overwhelmed. So I'm positive, You know, I'm just asking everybody to bear with me. You know, we're doing a show tonight. I'm going to do the best I can. You know, I'm as positive as possible, you know, and just please keep me in your prayers.
Amen.
We're going to bring our caller on real fast. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, beautiful. Hey, T.
Hey.
Listen, I want you to know, I know you're going through a lot. I am here for you. We're in it together. You're going through a lot of emotions, and I want you to know everything is going to be fine. God only gives you what you can handle, which I explained. You understand? And everything is going to be fine. I know for a fact everything is going to be fine. I just want you to try to keep your head up. You understand? Like I said, you go through storms. That way you see who's by your side, who's with you. You understand?
Yeah.
No one can fight a battle by themselves. You understand? No one can fight a battle by themselves. And I want you to know I'm here with you, and everything is going to be fine. You understand?
Amen.
Just keep your head up, and you just smile. And you let the world know, can nothing hold you down, as long as you got God in your life, and I'm here for you.
Amen.
There's nothing nobody could tell you, and there's nothing for you to be fear of upset about. You just make sure you keep your head high. I know that you are hurting. I know that you're sad, and we all go through it. You understand? But you always keep that smile on your face because you know God is watching over you. You got people watching over you. You know how much you love. And remember, there's always someone in heaven that loves you and on earth. So you got love both ways. And don't let nobody tell you nothing different. No.
Amen. Amen.
Did you hear what I said, beautiful?
Yeah, I heard some of it. My call dropped.
I know.
But I
know. I seen it. Well, you know, that's all right, because I'll tell you in person, face to face, and let you know how much I love you. And then, like I said, everybody goes through storms. You understand? It just takes a little while for the sun to come back out, and the sun is going to shine. And when it shines, it's going to shine very bright. You understand what I mean?
Amen.
Yeah. Mhm. I understand.
And I want you to know I love you with all my heart. I love you too, T. You know, everything's going to get better. Just
love
make sure, you know, you keep God in your life and you keep God in your heart, and everything will get better.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. T, you there? T, stop crying.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm crying. It's just rough, you know. And, you know, I know, you know, Richard's by my side, and I know, you know, he, you know, try to encourage me and stuff. But, you know, I just feel like some things is like, you know, when you go through certain things and you want to be positive, it's like sometimes for me, it's like for me not to say anything is the best way to go, you know, because I don't want to snap, you know. I don't want to come across rude. You know, I just want to be, you know, as positive as possible, you know. So, we're going to bring on another caller.
Amen.
Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Chick, the comedian.
Hey, Chick, how are you?
Hey, Chick.
How y'all doing?
Good, good.
This is how you know that you have a testimony, and it was the right time to give it. And you know God is always there. Like I'm just sitting here, and I said, you know what? Let me call in right now, because something was just on my mind about, you know, maybe I need to hear something. I heard a song, and next thing you know, I heard a little, you know, I guess what you call like emotion, you know. And you know, I love everybody over there. I haven't spoken to y'all a long time. And you know what's so crazy? Everybody always see the outside appearance of somebody and always thinking that everything is okay. Like, I give you my personal testimony right now. Like, y'all might see that I just had a brand new baby. I got a new house. I'm going on my comedy tour. But a lot of people don't know what's going on inside. And I wanted to share something with you. You know what I mean? Like, I found out my son has a sickness. And, you know, and that's hurting my heart so much. And this is the first time I'm telling anybody right now to y'all. My son is about to give a testimony to make you feel a little better. Everybody got a little, give me all these congrats on my new house. But I'm supposed to close on my house tomorrow, and the person with the money went on vacation. So actually come tomorrow, I'm home with my three children and my wife.
Wow.
And, you know, I just got a call today also that I lost about three shows on my comedy tour when I already booked the other comedians and gave them a deposit already. And I had all these things collapse on me within a three-day period. But you know what? I said, God is good anyway. And I called in because I just seen it. I was like, I don't know. I never called in on Sunday. And
yeah,
I just wanted to let you know whatever you might be going through, I don't even know. I don't even know right now. But you already know that you are an example of strength. From the little that I know of you. Just a little bit I know of you. Because you got to understand, like, if you said that you had the keys, you just opened the door. And you didn't feel like doing nothing. But you know what? You did do something. See, that's the funny thing about it, so that the Lord works in the other mysterious ways, because he could have had you fucking another way. He could have you not been on the station today. But you know what? You have a job and a commitment that God has put you on a path for. And what we're hearing right now is the blankness of it. I told somebody this once before. I said, you know, I put on my face. I said, man, I'm going through so much stress and so much in my life. And please do not put up there. Please do not put up on my page. You know, God is good. You're going to be okay. Sometimes you need to hear, I know what you're going through.
That's right.
I feel like, because if we live in a civil world, what would we need Jesus for? We thought to know everything going to be okay. That's why you go through the trials and tribulations that you go through, so that way you can be able to give a testimony, so that way you can be able to give God the glory. So if you wasn't going through nothing, I don't want to be around a person that ain't going through nothing. You don't have that appointment. I need to have somebody that's shook it in their faith. I need somebody that say they don't feel like throwing no nails or doing no hair today or don't feel like opening up no doors. Because right now, I got that person who's going through the same thing I'm going through. And I can be able to relate to them. And when I say to them, everything is going to be all right, they're able to hold on to everything is going to be all right. Because the person that's sitting right next to them is sitting here saying the same stuff going through them too. I'm praying for you. I can't even say what made me call. We already know what made me call. I love y'all. I love you, see. I love y'all over here, man.
Too.
I hope that y'all have a blessed day. I'm just going to continue to listen and just get blessed by this.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. And he's right. He hasn't called on a Sunday, and you know, and I've been following him, you know. And I said, you know, God is good, and you know, God is blessing him. But you know, like you said, you know, you never know what the person's going through. And I always pray for you, and I pray that God will, you know, continue to cover you, and you know, and all that you do. Chicken, you know, you are missed here at the palace, and, you know, God bless you.
Amen.
Yeah, just one of those days today, you know, it's just one of those days. But I said, you know, I haven't felt this way in over 10 years, you know, it's just been a very long time. And in my mind, I was like, you know what, I don't want to do the show today. And I think I told Rich, I'm like, I don't really feel like doing a show, you know. I said, but I gotta, you know, I gotta do it. And I just, you know, I just got on my knees and I just prayed, you know, beforehand.
Yeah.
I said, you know what, I'm just going to keep praying and praying and praying. You know, I remember, you know, years ago when I felt like I was on top of the world, you know, and God had a way in stepping in, and he just stepped in and just took everything right from underneath me, you know, to get my attention. And boy, oh boy, let me tell you, he got my attention. He got my attention. And now to be able to, you know, just, you know, live, and I'm thankful, you know, to be alive, and, you know, I'm thankful for, you know, Rich Money, my family, my friends, you know, my, especially my kids, you know, I'm thankful, and, you know, I'm thankful for them, and, you know, I love, you know, all of them. You know, it's just when you go through a struggle, it's like you don't want to bring anybody down with the struggle that you're going through, you know. And when people say, all right, it is going to be okay, you know, I just say to myself, like, all right, can you relate to me? You know, like, do you know my struggle? Do you know my pain? Do you know what I've been through? You know, I'm praying that things is going to be okay, and I'm definitely, you know, definitely a believer, and I know that everything happens for a reason. You know, it's just, I don't know if anyone else has, but, you know, I know me and myself, because I overanalyze everything. You know, I sit and try and figure out exactly what that reason is, and I think that's what overwhelms me a lot, you know, because I could be going through so many different emotions, and at the same time, I'm just saying, okay, well, let me try and figure out what God's plan is, you know, let me try and figure out, you know, is this the right move to make, is this move, you know, according to God, you know, is this part of the walk that God has me on? You know, it's like you try to overanalyze, you know, everything. And I know me personally, I'm guilty of it. You know, I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of giving things to God and then at the end trying to pull it back and trying to fix it myself. You know, I'm guilty of that. You know, I'm definitely guilty of it. And it's things that, you know, I'd like to, you know, just give to God and just leave it there. And I definitely today I just felt like, you know what, I'm just going to give it to you, and then whatever you say, God, that's what we're going to do, because when you run out of answers,
we'll be done.
You know, when you sit and you run out of answers and you try to figure out so many things and you can't, that's when you know it's out of your hands, you know.
Yes.
And when you don't know which way to turn, you don't know what to do, that's when you know you have to give it up. You know, you got to give it up, and you just got to say, you know what, God, I give it to you. You know I said I gave it to you before, but obviously I didn't, because I'm still trying to fix it. But let me just, you know, let me just give it to you. And I knew that it was a part of me that was just, you know, really overwhelmed today. You know, when I came in and one of the girls said, oh, Miss Polite, one of the patients said last night that, you know, she told you that the girls were teasing her, and you didn't say anything. And the first thing I did was I saw nothing but red, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the only one in my title that fights, you know, that always says, okay, it got to be this way, it got to be that way, you know, no matter who the person is. And because you lost your cool and you got into a fight yesterday, you looking for somebody to blame. So when I heard it, originally, I wouldn't even have said, you know what, I'm going to say something to her. But I couldn't hold it. I said, you know what, let me ask you a question real fast. You know, and she just looked at me, and she's like, I said, when have I ever laughed when somebody made fun of you? Or who came and told me somebody was making fun of you and I did nothing about it? When did that happen? Oh, well, so-and-so said, so-and-so, you know. I said, you know, I'm going to use, you know, different names, of course. I said, Maggie, when did you ever come and tell me anything? She said, I never came and told you nothing.
Wow.
Okay, so if you never came and told me nothing, but yet, you're going to go by what somebody else is saying, you know what I mean? And you just pushing my name out there like I'm this negative person, but yet, I'm the same person that saved you every single day since you've been there.
Wow.
And because you're mad, you feel some kind of way. When I tell you, I just said to her, do me a favor. If you're not going to say my name or call my name in something positive, don't say it. Because the one thing I do make sure is I make sure that I'm consistent in everything that I do. You know, I'm very consistent, especially with my job. I'm very consistent, you know, dealing with the different kids and trying to spend time with everybody. So on top of waking up this morning feeling overwhelmed, but going to work and dealing with more stress, and then as the day go on, dealing with more stress, and then after work, dealing with stress, I'm just like, you know what? Like, I can't. Like, I don't know how much more stress on top of stress on top of stress I could take. But then I say, you know what? I have to give it to God, you know. And I don't want to, you know, and I don't want to deal with somebody that says, oh, you know what? Yeah, well, what about this? Or what about that? Or, you know, I don't want to deal with the people blaming people. You know, I don't want to deal with that. I don't want you to blame somebody else for my problems. They my problems. You know, your problems are your problems. But they your problems. You know, so I'm just feeling like just so, I don't want to say indifferent, but I'm just going to say just feeling overwhelmed today. And I'm thankful, you know, for everyone, you know, calling in, and thankful for, you know, T.U. joining me, of course. You always join me. You know, I'm thankful for you. You know, I'm definitely thankful, you know, for Rich Money and, you know, Chicky Chick for calling and giving his testimony, and Rachel as well. You know, I'm thankful for you guys, and I do, you know, I do love you guys, and, you know, I'm definitely praying for you, and I know you guys are praying for me. You know, and I'm just praying for, you know, praying for some patience, you know, praying for patience. And I said, you know, I've humbled myself, you know, for a very long time. So now I'm just praying for patience, and I'm just giving it to God, and I'm just saying, you know what, God, you take it, because it ain't nothing else I could do. Ain't
like you
else
told
I
me,
do.
Turn it over. Turn it over to God, you know. That's the only way that we gonna make it.
But let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever sat and asked God a question and waited for the response?
Oh, yes, I have.
But
you know what?
I've been doing that here the last couple of months.
You know what? Would you like to hear something?
Sure.
Can y'all hear me? Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I'm not just sitting here with my Bible in my hand either.
Amen.
But to ask you a question, yes. The big, true story, I sit in the church, and I sit there and I pray. And I said, Lord, please just send me somebody who knows me, who cares about me, who's willing to understand my good and my bad. Just someone that could make me happy and someone I could be happy with. And that's when you came
up. Amen.
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 Yep. Amen.
That's a blessing.
That's when you came along, and I'm with you.
Wow. You must have been praying at the same time then, huh?
I guess we were.
Amen.
Yeah. You must have been praying, because, you know, because I sat and I spoke to God, you know, years ago when we met, and I said, you know what, God, just send me somebody that accepts me and that, you know, you've built just for me, you know. I don't want you just to send me anybody, you know, because, you know, of course, a lot of us have kissed some frogs in there, you know, in our days, you know, so we don't want to kiss the frogs, you know. We want someone that you've built and you have handpicked them just for me. Just send me that person, you know.
Amen.
And I said, you know, because I didn't want to go with my friends that time, that night. I was like, you know what, I don't want to go, I don't want to go, I don't want to go. They're like, come on, go, go, go. I said, you know, I don't want to go, you know. So, of course, it took me a lot, but I went, you know, and that's when I met him. And I said, you know what, he was just looking just as handsome in that all white. I said, that's one thing. He know how to clean up in that all white, boy. He know how to clean up in that all white. I said, he looks so good in that all white. Make you want to smack somebody's mother. But, you know, we're not condoning any violence, of course. But I'm just saying, cleaned
right.
up very good. And that white, it's something about white, you know, when he wears it. And that's when I seen him. But I, you know, I definitely, you know, I prayed that, you know, God sent me someone as well. And, of course, we know that, I don't know about, you know, you, Rich Money, but I thought it was going to be an easy boat. You know, I thought it was going to be easy, you know. You get the man, you marry the man, you know, you guys move in together and you live happily ever after, you know. But I guess that was on TV. You know, that must have been the TV version. But, you know, but I'm happy with our progress, you know, and I'm happy with the love that we have for one another. You know, that's definitely a blessing. You know, to be able to love each other as much, and even during the storm, and, you know, when I was sick, you know, how you were right there by my side, and, you know, when you're sick, I'm right there by your side, and, you know, I'm thankful, and I think that there's a, you know, there's a reason that God put us together. You know, just, you know, have to remember that when I'm going through a storm, that it's a we storm and it's not an I storm. And I'll be the first to admit that, you know, myself, that, you know, when I'm going through something, I definitely say it's, you know, me. Like, I'm going through this, and I'm dealing with this, and, you know, and I got to remind myself not to handle it that way. But, T, what about you? Have you sat and talked to God and asked him a question?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everything that I've been going through the last couple of months, you know, why me, Lord? But then I had to think back to where my father, when my mother passed, my brother asked, you know, why did God take her? And I had to really just really get into it and think. My father said, never put a question mark behind God's period. So, you know, I was just, I had to leave it alone. You know, and actually I was going through something today, but I just said that I'm not going to let it hinder me, you know. And when I got the text from you, I was like, you know what, this may be what I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm like you. Actually, I was going to just go outside with him, you know, take him outside, because actually they are supposed to be coming to get him today. And again, a no-show, you know. And I'm like fighting a battle for him, because I keep telling them, and this was his father, his son, stop telling this baby that you're going to come and get him, or you're coming to see him, and then you don't show.
That's right.
Then he rebels with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can't take it out on him, because he's going through something.
Right.
You know, and when he asked me about getting on the phone, I had no problem with that. You know, and it just actually filled my heart with so much love and joy, you know, because this baby is going through a lot. But I thank God that I'm able to be here for him, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there's no telling where he, or what he would be going through right now if I didn't have him. You know,
that's
and
right.
I ask God also, is this your way of telling me that he needs to be with me?
Yeah.
You know, and I know he's going to give me the strength,
mm-hmm.
you know, to deal with it if this is what it comes down to, that, you know, I end up having him the rest of his life.
That's right. That's right.
It's not going to be easy. You know, nobody ever said that the road would be easy. But
mm-hmm.
I know I can do it with him on my side.
You
That's know, right. And I'm hurting, but you know, at the end of the day, like we said last week, what would I rather for him to be out there not knowing if he's being fed, you know, then there's more stress for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or who's got him, or what is he going through? What's going on with him now? Whereas
right.
if I got him, I know exactly what he's going through. I know he's got a roof over his head. He's been fed. You know, it's hard. It's hard.
It's like being,
you know,
being a mom and a godmom.
You know, but I'm just continuing to pray about it.
It's like being a mom and a godmom all over again, you know?
Yeah, yes.
That definitely,
yes.
You know, and I commend you. You know, those are big, you know, big shoes to fill. And you got to be able to, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Keep all constantly doing what you're doing and knowing that, you know, of course, God will give you the answers. And I'm still a firm believer of, This is where he should be, you know.
Yeah.
This is definitely where he should be, and this is where, you know, he'll be taken care of. You know, and he got on the phone so good. Can you pray? And I'm like, okay. You know, saying to myself, he. But you know what? We got to give our kids some credit, because they, you know, they're smarter than we think they are.
He was singing a gospel. I can't remember what it was, but this morning when I you know, went to get up and, you know, go to the bathroom and everything, he was like in a kneeling position in the middle of the bed. And he said, Mama, you know what I'm doing? I said, what, baby? He said, I just got through praying. And then he was walking around through the house singing his gospel song. I can't think of what it was, but he's been singing his gospel song all day. And normally when they tell him that they're coming to get him, you know, he'll get into this crying mode and just want to just keep doing things. Just seem like, you know, I'm going to aggravate her since they did what they did to me.
Right.
But he's been such a, you know, he's been, Mama, do you need this? Mama, do you need that? It's just been totally different today than what he normally goes through.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I normally have to hear the crying, you know, and he'll just make noise or just do anything, you know, and he knows that 9 times out of 10 it's going to aggravate me. But today he's just been totally different, and I think that's what helped me today to get through. You know, them telling him, no, we're not going to come today. We're coming Friday. Well, guess what? He may not even be here Friday. Because if my family send me this ticket, I will be in North Carolina on Wednesday or Thursday. And you will not see him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going with me. He's going to go
right.
with me.
Yeah, when you make
you know,
your
because
plans, you gotta...
I'm not gonna sit back and not go to North Carolina because you say that you're coming Friday. Which you could end up being a no-show again, you know. And this way, you know, on his mother's side, his grandfather has never ever seen his baby, never, never.
Wow.
And the part of North Carolina that we are being, that's where his grandfather lives. And I intend on him seeing, you know, if it's God's will, I intend on him seeing his grandfather for the first time, my ex-husband. Yep.
Wow.
You know, but I refuse to, you know, just wait for them to come and get him because, like I said, at the end of the day, what, it's going to be a big disappointment for him and myself because, well, okay, I'm not going to go to North Carolina because they're going to come and get him. No, no, no. I refuse to wait.
I don't blame you.
And, you know, I've got the confirmation. Huh?
When you make your plans, you got to make your plans, including him. Well, except for on the 13th.
Yeah.
Except for on the 13th.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going to do there.
Yeah. I'm working something after that, you know, because I just feel like that he will be here. You know, and like I said, I just feel like every time they say they're coming to get him, it's just God giving me the confirmation that he's not going to go anywhere.
That's right.
He's where he's supposed to be.
Mhm.
So, I don't know.
Nope. Keep praying.
Yeah.
You know. Definitely.
And you know, I'm not the one that deal with headaches or have headaches, but here lately, you know, like right now, my head is just banging. But I refuse to take anything for it.
But you know, some people don't realize kids are smarter than what they think they are, because they
mm-hmm.
see exactly what's going on and they know.
Yeah.
So by them telling him, maybe he's just tired of crying. He, you know.
He could be.
Yeah, he'll get to that point where he has no more tears left. You know, that's possible.
Yeah.
You know, too, where he's just numb to it. Because I know, you know, my little one. You know, I just said, you know what, I wasn't going to say anything negative about anybody. And guess what? At the end of the day, I need her to see things for herself, you know? I did the same thing
mm-hmm.
with my oldest daughter. I needed her to see things for herself. This way, mommy's not saying nothing bad, you know? Mommy's not doing that. Listen, I don't have time for that, you know? I think that when it comes down to sitting down and talking to my people, I don't have time. I'm not going to say nothing bad about you because it's your children, you know? But it's up
right.
to step up to the plate and realize these are your children, and they're only going to be babies for a little while, and then they're going to start to
That's
get
amen.
Older. My,
yep.
You know, Destiny right now, she stay on the road. Every chance she gets, she on the road. Every day, she's on the road, constantly, you know. And when I say on the road, I mean at the beach, at the pool, you know, somebody's
mm-hmm.
house, hanging out, you know, going to the movies, going, you know, just
wow.
yesterday, she was gone all day. She's, you know, she's constantly busy. And, when it comes down to her going to the beach, you know, I pray about that all the time, and I had to get to the point where I said, you know what, God, you know, I'm going to have to trust you, you know, with this one, because I don't do the beach. You know, I'm not a beach person. You know, my oldest brother drowned, you know, at the beach. And ever since then, guess what? I have a hard time dealing with the beach. So if I'm going, oh, my feet is going to be at the end of the water, and I'm not getting in. And I know that for me to go, I'm serious, for all of us to go as a family, as soon as those kids want to go past their knees, I'm probably going to be like, all right, let's go, time to go home.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I'm not even going to torture myself or torture them in the process. If they can go,
that's
you know,
true.
Then let them go. Because I know if they go with me, oh, they're going to be miserable. They're
right,
going to be miserable
right.
because I'm not ready for that. You know, I'm not ready. And that was years. I mean, years when I was a little girl, this happened. And I'm
wow.
still not ready. You know, I'm still not ready. My older sister won't even allow, you know, her son to either go to the beach at all. He's not going.
Mm-hmm.
And if he go to the pool, to someone's pool, oh, he got to have one of those little arm guard things. He got to have one of the little float thingy. Yes, he has to make sure that he is fully prepared with everything. And she makes sure she buys him everything that he needs. So this way, when he does go, you know, he's protected.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
a little excessive. But guess what? Them pools are deep.
Yeah,
you know.
And not only that, it only takes a second.
Nice.
You know, I know that it's a lifeguard's job to, you know, they're supposed to be there. But, I mean, how are you going to watch thousands of people at a beach? You know.
I don't know. Let me tell you, we got a patient at the job, and she walk around with a lifeguard sweatshirt on. I said, I know you ain't saving nobody's life.
Now, can I ask y'all a question? Did y'all ever come across, you know, when people say, when someone passes, and they say, God, why did you take them from me? Is there, you know, do you feel like God betrayed you or something like that in a way?
I don't think so. But you know what? Now that I understand personally, now that I understand why certain things happen, you know, why certain things happen, I think that I feel better. But when I was younger, you know, I just felt like, you know, I wish things would have been different, you know, or why
mm-hmm.
is it, you know, why is it, God, that, you know, my dad died and we weren't able to, like, bond together? You know, did you have to take him home? Could you have just made a way for us to bond first before you take him, you know? I used to
yeah.
say stuff like that, and now I'm just at peace with it. Like, you know what, God, you take the best. I guess you wanted, you know, a good soldier. You know,
exactly.
to be on your side. You know, I know you wanted him to be able to work with you, you know, and do the things that you need him to do because he wasn't living right, you know. And
yeah.
I just, you know, it's different. You know, it's very different. You know, I'll never understand what happened with my brother. And honestly, I just gave up on trying to figure it out. You know, my thing is,
yeah.
you know, it was when your life is in someone else's hands, you know, and they think things is a game and it's not a game. I think that things happen, you know, with young people. And I don't know, I just have to, like, I never really understand it. That's why I just always say certain places you don't play, and don't play with me with the water.
Right. But, you know, Rich, actually we all have to realize that we all here for a reason and a season. You know, and all the time, you don't have to be sick. You know, when it's your time, you know, it's your time. And you don't have to be sick, you know, because I wondered the same thing, Lavina, about my oldest sister. You know, because she was so, I mean, she was doing so good. And, you know, I felt like this man that she was with got her on drugs and she just started going downhill, down, 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 you know. And she had got to the point that she, like she said, she was sick and tired of being sick. And when that girl looked me in my eyes and asked me if she could go, that was one of the worst feelings I had in my life. But I had to say yes, because she was ready. She was ready. And, you know, I'm like you. A lot of times I question, but then I have to start thinking back, you know, and I'm like, but why? But why? You know, I don't say, why God? I just say, but why? You know, I'm like you. I don't feel like, you know, at that time, that person you know, should have been gone so soon. You know, because I was only 11 when my mother passed. You know, and that was really painful because a lot of things I don't remember of my mother. You know, I know she was a godsend woman. I never ever heard that woman curse. I never seen her smoke. I never seen her, you know, like even just scream at somebody. It took everything in her power if she had to spank or beat us. She would basically let daddy do it, you know, because she didn't mm-hmm. want to do it.
That's right.
And, you know, when she got sick, it was like, you know, I had to end up, that's when I ended up having to go to Alabama. And you know the story about that. And
yeah.
It was like, you know, why was I put in such a bad place? You know, and, mm-hmm. you know, my mother is gone now.
Right.
But I thank God that my daddy was still there and he believed me, you know, when I told him everything.
Hold on one second. Let me bring
sure.
this person on the air real fast, and then we're just
okay.
going to continue. Welcome to Tiki Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please? Hello?
It's Martha. God bless you.
Hi, Martha. How are you? God bless you.
Hey, Martha.
I'm blessed. Hi, sister. I forgot your name.
T.
Huh?
It's T.
Well, God bless you. How you doing, Sister Lavina?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, hon?
I am blessed. I'm blessed more abundantly.
Excellent. So how you doing?
Everything is going great. You know, my brother came back home like a couple, I think a month ago. To God be the glory. He is, he just turned 18 on Friday. To God be the glory. Everything is doing okay.
Excellent. Yes.
You know, can I say something? I was hearing y'all talk, and I don't know if you feel it, Sister Lavina. Maybe I'm kind of wrong, but I just feel the need. You know, when I hear people talk about stuff like that, I feel like I have to pray because, you know, I haven't been on here in like I don't know how many months because I was on consecration. God has just told me, you know, this is what you need to do. Do it decently and in order. So I was wondering if I can pray real quick because I have to go preach on a prayer line as soon as I get off of here. So
okay, go ahead.
If it's okay.
That's
Father
fine.
God, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for everything that you have done in our lives and what you're about to do. We thank you for the people that you put in our lives and that you didn't put in our lives, oh Father God. First and foremost, oh Father God, we repent for each and everything that we have done that we didn't know we did or this and that and the third. But Father God, we speak the word on today. We speak healing because by your stripes we are healed. We speak deliverance because you said, call on the name of Jesus, you shall be saved. Faith and deliverance is the same thing, oh Father God, we thank you. Deliverance when you get delivered from something, but sin can be also the same thing. Oh Father God, we thank you for the truth shall make us free. Let the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto our sight, God, to your sight. Oh Father God, we just thank you because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You said, touch not down anointed to do that prophets no harm. Oh, Father God, you told us to speak the word. You said, decree a thing and it shall be established. Oh, Father God, we speak it. We tell that mountain, we tell that obstacle to move in the name of Jesus. Or that mountain to flatten or the waters to be departed just like you did for the Israelites from Moses. Oh, Father God, we thank you for growing us up in your word. Oh, Father God, we pray for the youth on today, God. We just pray in the name of Jesus that you would just deliver us, set free from our bondage. Oh, Father God, you said, whom the Son is free indeed. And let the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto your sight. What I say to one and what I say to all, watch and pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, of course, amen. We do thank you for calling in, Martha. I know you have to go, and we're going to go to a song. And, of course, we do thank you for calling in, and God bless you, sister.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Had me bow. welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And, of course, we thank the Lord for Martha. We haven't heard from her in a while, and we're thankful that she was able to come on and pray for us and pray for Spiritual Sunday. I'm sorry. And, yeah, we're just thankful for her, and we hope that, you know, God sees fit to continue to use her, you know, as an instrument to be able to do the work that He's called her to do. So we're thankful for Martha and the words of encouragement. Of course, we haven't given those this evening, but the words of encouragement for Sister Martha is continue to, you know, to understand the realness of God. You know, the realness of God, and, you know, make sure that if He has called you to do, you know, what you've said that you're supposed to do, that you do it to the full, you know, to the full, no matter what, you know. And God said, my child, sit and be still, you know, and be silent, then that's what you do, you know. We do thank you for breaking that and calling Spiritual Sunday, but we're hoping and praying that, you know, if He has said, you know, sit and be still, that you sit and be still, you know, because that means that He's working you up to do different things. And you're definitely on a good path, you know, as I told you before. And I see the hungriness and the thirstiness in you. And I know that as long as you stay thirsty for the Lord, that all things come together for you. And I'm just going to, you know, continue to pray for her. And pray for her brother as well. That was truly a long journey, you know, for him. And just praying for him and praying that, you know, all things work, you know, together for him, you know, regardless of what the situation may be. T, would you like to give words of encouragement for Martha?
Just step out on faith and, you know, know that God is always with us, you know, in any and every way we turn, you know. We can't go a day without Him.
That's right.
And, you know, just believe and receive it.
That's right.
You know, if God has called her, you know, do His work. And, you know, hey, that's one person that I don't play with. I might act a fool with people and, you know, play and do things, but when it comes to God, no. I can't, you know, and I won't. That's why I said, you know, hey, if it's His will that He's called her to do all these things, do it, you know.
Definitely. And enjoy doing it. Praising God.
Yeah, you know, and I had some, when I was talking, I really had things on my chest that I wanted to release, you know, and if I could, I want to see, you know, go ahead and finish with what we were talking about before.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
I mean, because it's like, okay, I was saying, you know, I had to go to Alabama, and you know the story behind that.
Mm-hmm.
And actually yesterday, one of my uncles that, you know, that did molest me, his wife called me. I haven't heard from Aunt Louise in God knows when. And she's 94.
Wow.
And she's doing very good. She only takes one medication. She still goes and she's still driving. She's doing everything.
At 94?
You know, at, huh?
At 94? She's still driving?
At 94. She, if you hear, you wouldn't even think that she was, you know, because to me, when you get older, you can, like, hear it in that person's voice.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, well, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to go get my hair done, and I'm going to a banquet tonight, honey. I said, well, you go ahead. She said, but, you know, I'm only here by the grace of God. You know, and she went on to say Uncle Warmly had been dead for 18 years last month, and when she said his name, it was something that just went all through me, you know. But
mm-hmm.
I couldn't, like, you know, like, shun away from her, because actually she's, I think her and another one is the only ones that's living that was, you know, married to my mother's brother on my mother's side. We don't have any of my aunts, you know, that was my mother's sisters or brothers. They, all 10 of them are gone. Right. You know, so with that being said, you know, I thought about it, you know, and that little evil look came on my face as soon as she said his name, and I said, nope. I started smiling. I said, because I forgave him, so I had to think, you know, like, get it off your face, you know, because it's not even like that. You've forgiven this man, he's gone, you know, and once I opened up, like I said, thank God for GQ Powers, Spiritual mm-hmm. Sunday, that's when I let go,
yeah.
You know, and I had Amen. To think about that yesterday when she said his name, and I just started smiling after that. You know, I was like, okay, yeah, it might bring memories, but that's another chapter. The chapter is over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Do you feel
God
better now that you
all,
have closure
that's,
to
that's
it?
That's all I can say. Huh?
Do you feel better now that you have closure to it?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Good. Yes, I do. You know, because like I told you before, but when they both, you know, end up passing, you know, and I got the phone call, I was like, oh, okay. You know, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then, I was like, good. You know, they shouldn't have did what they did to me. That's why they did. You know, but now that I have that closure and I've actually opened up, you know, and I also talked to my oldest brother. It's just like a brand new day. And that's why I had to think yesterday, because, like, you know, my motto is I may not be what I ought to be, but I thank God I ain't what I used to be.
That's right.
Back then, I probably mm-hmm. would have told her, well, 18 years, so what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm over that now, you know. And she was just saying how much she missed him and everything like that. And I just let her, you know, because maybe that's what she needed to do, call me and vent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she told me she does an article in the newspaper all the time. And she's actually getting ready to send me some pictures of her, you know, one of her articles and things like that. She do a lot of volunteer work at the hospital.
That's
you know,
great.
She said, I have to do this in order to keep going.
If I was 94, I'd like
94.
To be able to keep pushing. At 94, I want to be able
My
to keep
goodness.
Pushing, too. I don't know
one
about the
medication.
Driving now.
Mm. Uh-huh.
I said, I don't know about the driving at 94, but God willing,
that's
if I
what
make
I
it,
was saying.
If I make
I,
it, Rich better change
like,
my diaper.
You know what? It's good to hear that she's driving, but God knows she can't drive it no more.
But I said, but you happy? I said, if I make it to 94, I hope Rich going to change my diapers.
Yes, I'll be here to change your diapers, baby.
But
right
you know what? And
diapers.
You can't.
I think yours. You have to change.
You can't even
first.
Really say that, you, Selena.
Wait.
Because you don't know what God has in store for you.
That's
you may be
God
the same
will.
Way she is. I mean, granted, we don't know what the future holds. But I just pray, you know, that I can live to be, you know, 94 plus.
But you know what? I think next time you talk to her, though, the question I want you to ask her is, what's the secret to a long life?
I told you what she said.
What's she
Serving
said?
God, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. She said, and she just always give God the honor and the glory and the praise.
Wow.
She said she know that that's what's kept her. And I was like, wow.
Mm. Okay.
But I can't wait to see these pictures. And you know as soon as I get them, I'm definitely going to post them.
I'm sure she looks fierce. I'm sure she looks fierce. And I said, I'm sure she looks. I said, I'm sure she looks fierce with not one wrinkle.
But, honey, like I said, my brothers, they go and visit her at least once or twice a year. She's in Tennessee. And
oh,
they make
okay.
sure that they visit her once or twice out of the year.
Wow.
And she's just tickled pink. And Actually, she was talking about going to our the Holland family reunion in August. And she said she would love that, she said, because she wanted to see all of her nieces and nephews. And she was asking me how old I was. And I told her, she was like, oh, my God, you're not that old yet. I said, yes, I am, Auntie Louise.
What is August, the family reunion month?
August 16th.
Yeah, I said, what is it, the family reunion month? Because we have our first one. We're going to have our first family reunion in August. August 2nd through the 4th, I believe it is. It's the weekend.
There in Long Island?
New Jersey.
Yeah,
New Jersey. You know, my family.
What part of New Jersey?
My family lives in New Brunswick.
Oh, well, you know, that ain't nowhere for me.
Yeah,
oh,
my family
beautiful.
Lives in New Brunswick, and we're actually having our first family reunion. Now, when I say first, I mean first, because a lot of the family members, they live down south and on North Carolina, South Carolina, and we're going to have family that's coming from all over. And
wow.
We got like a group rate, I guess you could say, at a hotel, and right next to the hotel is like a lounge, and then we're going to go to the park, and then we're going to end it with Sunday morning in church.
That's what normally family, it's been a long time since we had one, and my oldest brother has been keeping in contact with one of our cousins, and she was saying that, you know, everybody was getting together, and I think he's supposed to give us more information because we're supposed to be getting T-shirts and, you know, the whole nine yards. So I'm excited. Actually, I want my kids to go because it's a lot of family members that they don't even know, and it's probably something that I don't even know or remember, you know?
Yeah.
So
I'm
a good thing with family reunions.
Yeah, and then
but it's a lot of work.
Rich, the family reunion for you guys is coming up too, right?
Yeah, I think it's our fourth one.
Yeah, it's the fourth, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as everybody chips in and help out, it would be good, but...
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to
say... But, you know, all
the
time
thing,
that don't happen. And
well, but I'm going to say the good thing about this one, they said it's our first one. The shirts, I've seen them online, so they want us to, you know, order our shirts. And then, to me, I think they're doing it, I don't know, the people that live in New Jersey, they're doing most of the cooking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to do most of the cooking, and my cousin actually works at, like, a catering place. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're going to work all that up. But my thing is that when it comes down to the actual cooking and stuff, give me some soul food. Like, I don't want anybody to be
Right.
But I'm just saying, like, I want to eat like I did last year at Rich's family reunion. I had some good food.
Yeah, well, you know that the Southern, they going to throw down there, too.
Yeah.
You know, man, for talking about, I want some biscuits. I said, boy, stop. He acted up before we even get there. But, you know, he's the oldest. That's what I call my daddy now. You tell me that you're going to tell Manfred on me? Well, I'm getting to the point, I'm almost like that about Kathy, too. You start talking about you're going to tell either one of them, we going to have to fight. Because I would rather for them to hit me than to talk to me.
Yes, yeah, I have to say, I'm excited. I'm excited about it, you know, and everyone will get to meet, you know, like my family, so to speak, you know. So I'm excited about that, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
yeah, so.
Yeah.
I don't see no minds already. So.
But, you know, I'm telling you, at a family reunion, it's always got to be somebody that's a clown. It never fails.
But you say somebody that looks like a clown.
And it may be that one person.
Huh? You said somebody that looked like a clown?
No, that acts a clown. That it's always got to. But I don't know. The last family reunion I remember us going to, honey, I wish you would have thought about taking anything to drink, anything. We listened to church music, but back then, see, the half of us, we was like, man, we went to the cars, we went, you know, the stores are Country Mile and down in that way. So we ended up going to the store and everything, and lo and behold, one of my brothers got, like, really wasted and,
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. It wasn't a good look.
Well, the
good thing is I could say with what sold me on the family reunion is that we're going to end it Sunday in church because, you know, I think it's great that we'll all be able to come together, you know, God willing, to be able to, you know, enjoy each other, you know, but I think it's better that we'll all be in the house of the Lord on Sunday. So I'm definitely,
I'm definitely excited
about that. And I told them if all the family come, we're going to fill somebody church on Sunday morning.
I know that's right.
Gonna know that the Williams family and the Saunders families is in there, because it's a lot of us. It's a lot of us with baby kids too. So all them kids we got.
But that's sweet though. Yeah,
so I'm excited about it. And I just pray, you know, God willing, that everything works out and we're all able to come together and make it happen this year, because we were going to do it a couple years back and it didn't work out. So I'm hoping that we're all able to still do it. And at the same time, be able to just fellowship together, you know, not just, you know, come together, you know, at the park, but to be able to, like, really be there together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, we all want to, you know, I want to introduce my family to, you know, my family. You know, I want to introduce my family to my family, you know. Usually when they see me, they don't see all my family. I want them to see my family.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I want them to meet my family, you know.
Right.
Because it's different. Because, you know, usually we only get together, it's sad to say, but we get together, you know, when we get together for that, it's like, wow. You know, we're there for, like, the weekend, and then we're leaving.
Then
you're
gone. Yeah.
And, of course, I don't know about you guys, but we always say, oh, let's keep in contact, and then we never do. So.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, we said that for the past 2 years. We don't have to call nobody yet.
But I mean, you know, it sounds good at that moment, but you know, it's like I don't know. You end up losing contact, and that's what my brother had said. My oldest brother, he said he got back in contact with our cousin through Facebook. You know, and that's when she started telling him about, you know, the family reunion and everything like that. And, you know, he'll be sending out more detail. He actually told us about the end of April. Wait a minute, May. Because this is June, right? Yeah, he told us that's like the end of June. Not the end of June, Lord have mercy, May.
I said, did T got her months right? What's wrong with T?
I don't know. I was somewhere else, and I have no clue where I was.
Look, it's all right. My question that I have for you guys is, what words of encouragement can you give? How should I put it? What words of encouragement can you give for someone who is having family issues?
What words to us? Pray. Keep God in your life. Don't let the smallest things get you upset. Sometimes it's best to communicate. Try to work things out. Everything is not going to be perfect. Everything is not going to be glory and sunshine. You know? If that's the case, it'll be a perfect world. It's not a perfect world. So don't expect everything to be perfect.
Right.
You're going to argue. You're going to have fights. That's a part of life. The biggest thing is just figuring it out and working it out together and sit down talking about it and keep God in your life and everything will be all right.
Instead of the bickering and everything like that, you know, if you don't sit down and try to resolve it that way, it could get worse, you know. And like I say, family to me is everything, you know, and right now that's all I have is my family. So I would encourage anyone, you know, because I've been there, done that, and it wasn't a good, you know, a good feeling. And I would just I'll piggyback with Rich and say, hey, be prayerful, you know, and if you can, after it was all said and done, everybody need to sit down and talk, you know. Just you know, let go and let God. And if it's something out of your control, it's going to be even worse. It's going to be even worse to handle. But I would say give it to God. Give it all to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Because He will make a way out of nowhere.
It takes two people to make an argument.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
A person's not going to argue by themselves. They might keep talking, but eventually they'll stop talking to themselves.
Yeah, once you be quiet, you know, then it's nothing for that person to keep just, you know, you let them keep mumbling or whatever. Let them keep going through whatever it is, you know. But if we're not, like, in the same place, you know, and they call, just let them, don't even answer until everybody is on the same accord and want to talk rationally, you know. Lavina, you know, I just went through that with my daughter.
Yeah.
You know, when she called me and said, well, this and that, and I ain't got time to argue with you, you know, you have a good day. Okay. Mm. Did you expect for me to call you, you know, and ask you, you know, what your problem is, which I could have very well went into her, mm-hmm. but I felt like, you know what, she's just talking out the side of her neck right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guarantee you, if she would have been in front of me, she wouldn't have said it. Because I know me then, she would have lost a few teeth.
Oh.
I'm just being honest.
Okay. So, in my words of encouragement, I would say is, yeah. I would say, cause let me tell you something, that child too old to begin to be losing her teeth, I'm just saying. But my words of encouragement would be to pray for that person, you know, because I'm a firm believer of, you know, I just had a situation, you know, and Rich, you know, T, you don't know just yet, but I just had a situation where, you know, something happened and I kind of like looked to my family for them to like help me, you know, because we were all together when it happened. And the only person that came at the last minute, you know, was my mom. Everyone else was like, oh, I don't have it right now. And I'm like, all right, well, next time I drive for you, you know what I'm saying? Huh, we'll see about
that. Right.
You know, so I kind of felt like, wow, like, okay, at the end of the day, I kind of did a favor, you know. I did a favor, I helped out, and I kind of got burnt in the end, you know. And it ended up costing me something that I didn't have, you know. So I kind of felt like, wow, like, okay. But then it's like when people are going through something, they want to be able to call you and speak to you about it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, okay, well, how's everything? Oh, what do you think about this? Or, oh, what can we do about this? No, we can't do nothing about that because that lets me know that from now on, if I don't have it, I ain't going, you know. And I'm no longer, you know, just going to step up and be like, oh, hey, guess what? I'll drive, you know. No, I'm not going that either. You know, I'm no longer you know, doing that because my thing is that when you come together as a family, whatever happens is as a family, you know, and we're all supposed to be able to be together. And that's like, you know, so I said, you know what, all right, I'm just going to leave it alone. Just pray about it. Just leave it alone. That's another thing I gave to God. Like, all right, it is what it is. Whatever happens, happens, God. I'm leaving it up to you, you know. But sometimes you just get frustrated with dealing with certain people.
Yeah.
And they say the people that's going to do you dirty most is your family. You know, and my thing is that I look to people to treat me the way I treat them. You know, if I treat you good, I respect you, I communicate with you, I don't talk about you, you know, I'm right there with you, you know, 110%. I keep your dirty secrets. I do all of that, you know. I kind of expect the same thing in return. I expect you to be there for me. I don't have no dirty little secrets. But what I do want is I do want that person to be right there for me and make sure that I understand that they got my back. You know, I don't need you
it's
to,
loyalty,
you know, pretend you got my back and you don't. Right. And I think that, you know, that's the problem, you know, for me. So I'm going to say pray for them, you know, and pray for them and just know that, you know, God will, you know, handle everything. And, you know, sometimes you might not see what the outcome is. But if you look back, if you sit back and you observe it in due time, you'll be able to see what happened and see people
right.
for who they really are. You know,
yeah.
For those people that tend to do you wrong, you know, I'm still going to pray for you because you might do me wrong now, but I do believe in karma, and I think that when that karma come back, it's going to hit you tenfold. And I'm a
yeah.
firm believer that's saying that, you know what, it's okay. If you do me wrong, it's fine. I don't have to put my hands on you. You know, I don't have to make you a believer that I'm stronger than you. I don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why? Because I feel in my heart that God will handle it. God will handle
oh, yes.
it, you know. And when God handles it, I'm just going to just sit back, you know, and I know that eventually you'll come, you know, with an apology, you know, because God will make sure that you deliver that apology.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going to say pray for them, you know. Pray for
yeah.
them. And I'm praying that, you know, by the time, you know, our family reunion does come, that me and my brother at least is on speaking terms, you know.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to pray on that one, you know, because right now I can see you and I won't even speak, you know, but I'll be cordial. Like, my mom's going to be there, you know, and you don't want people to think that your family's dysfunctional either,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you want to make sure that you're able to make peace. So I'm hoping by that time that me and my brother are on speaking terms, at least a high and a bye type thing, you know, and it's not too obvious that, you know, we're not really feeling each other, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I've made
peace.
That's
long overdue.
It is, you know, but I just don't believe that I should be the one to, you know what, let me rephrase that. Eventually it's going to happen. I just got to push myself. I know if it's going to happen, it's going to happen with me first. You know, because certain people is just not going to come to you and say stuff. You know, I've heard before, I'm not very approachable. You know, and my thing is I may not be approachable when you're the person that did something wrong because you want me to smile and
right.
say everything's good, and I'm not that type, you know. But I know that, you know, God is moving through me, and God is definitely going to, you know, open up my heart so I'll be able to say, you know what, okay. You know, I just find it easier where, like, something is wrong, you try to fix the situation. You know, if you fix the situation, then I don't really have much to say. You
right,
know, but
right.
if you don't fix the situation, then I have a lot to say.
Right.
You know,
right.
and it's not like I could just mind my own business. The last time I checked, it is my business. You know, so.
That's right.
I don't know. So I'm hoping and praying by the time August comes that me and my brother have made peace. And we're definitely
and you know,
on speaking
this,
terms.
This may be the time that you two can come together. You know, this family reunion may be what starts y'all back to, you know, even if it's not before, maybe doing, you know.
I want to come
because
without the liquor. I don't want the liquor to be in your system first. I want to come without the liquor.
Well, that's true.
And
I can understand
you know,
that
you
because it's
reunion.
Not going
to
make it.
Right. It's not. I don't want a drunk apology. I want one that
right.
comes from the heart and you understand how I feel. Because before well, everything happened, we were extremely close. You know, we were right there with each other. We're like, I bought my house. He was able to come. He was hanging out over there. Like, we were really, really close. You know, and I'm,
oh,
you know,
okay.
I miss it from time to time. You know, don't get me wrong. I do miss it because we were the ones that was inseparable, you know. And
wow.
not to have that, you know, now when I'm going through certain things means a lot. But at the same time, I just say, you know, we're going down different paths in our lives. You know, and I've seen how
mm-hmm.
he was there for, like, his best friend when his best friend passed. You know, and I just said, wow, like, if you could show love for someone that's not blood, then how come you can't show love to your blood like that? You know?
Yeah.
But I think even then, you know, I gave him a hug and said, I'm sorry for your loss, because that was, like, his brother. That was, like, his best friend. You know, I gave him a
mm-hmm.
hug. I'm sorry for your loss. I was able to do that, you know. But even doing that, my daughter was like, Mom, give your brother a hug. You know, your brother's hurt and
wow.
give him a hug. You know, that's the only time I gave him a hug. And then my mom was like, yeah, you know, give him a hug. He's hurting, you know. But they didn't have to tell me. I know that because the spirit runs through me that my heart
uh-huh.
was just like, wow. you know. But I just felt at the same time with the way you treat your friend, how come you can't treat your family that way?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why can't you come to me and apologize to me and show me that you love me? You know, why can't you do that? And I think that, you know, I'd hate for something to happen tomorrow and us not have that closure and that peace. But I think that, I don't just want the apology. I want you to understand what bothered me, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I want you to understand it, because if you're just going to apologize, that means you'll do it again. But, like, I need you to understand what bothered me, what got underneath my skin.
What prompted you to even go in that manner at him.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that I've changed, you know, with the grace of God, I've changed, because the old me, I would have been knocking on the door all the time, you know, and make sure that he see me and acknowledge me, you know. But now I'm just at that point where I'm like, you know what, I wish him nothing but the best. But it kind of, like, messed up, like, the relationship that I have, like, with my nieces. And I love, you know, the children. And it's like some of my nieces I've been around since they were born, you know. And for me not really to have that relationship with them, or not knowing when they're coming to town. And if you look at all of us, we all look alike.
Wow.
We all look alike. Like one of his daughters, I say, oh, that's my twin, you know. Oh, Destiny looks just like her. You know, we all look alike. So,
yeah.
But I'm not going to be the only one that it bothers. Like, if it doesn't bother him, then I'm just not going to talk about it, you know. You know, if it does bother him, then let's talk.
Well, sometimes, you know, somebody else got to be the bigger and better person, you know, in a situation like that, too, you know. It may take you to have to go to him to just break the ice. You know, like you say, you're a different person than you used to be. And I know it's easier for me to say, but at the end of the day, somebody's got to do it, you know.
Well, I forgive him without the apology. I forgive him without the apology, you know, but I don't know. I just feel like I forgive him without the apology. Yeah. I forgive him without the apology, but I want you to acknowledge what you did wrong, if that makes sense to anybody. But to me, it made sense.
Hmm.
Like, I forgive him. Okay. Like, I forgive him.
You forgive him, but you don't want to apologize, but you're not really telling him that you forgive him.
No.
Face to face.
Because I want him to acknowledge it. I want him to understand why I was upset.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that.
I want him to understand why I'm upset. Like, I forgive him, you know, for all the wrongdoing, okay? But I want him to acknowledge, because I think that if he can acknowledge it, it'll help him with a lot of relationships.
Oh, okay.
You know? If he never apologizes, I'm still fine with it.
Wow.
If he never apologizes, I'm still fine with it. You know, because I know that it didn't just happen yesterday. You know, it's been 4 years now, almost.
Wow.
So it's not like it just happened and, like, I'm losing sleep over it. It's been, 3.5 years now.
That's still a long
3.5 years. And that was 3.5 years of the final, like, oh, my God, I can't, you know. So I'm at peace with it. It's just in order for us ever to bond the way we used to bond, I think that a lot of things have to be discussed. And I know in my heart that it would make my mom happy if we were able to bond before, God forbid, something happened.
Yes.
You know, that's one thing that, like, she wants. She wants us to all bond. She wants us to all get along.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean,
you know,
what mother wouldn't?
She says, how do you have Spiritual Sunday if you don't forgive your brother? You know?
Wow.
And I tell her, I have Spiritual Sunday because God said I have Spiritual Sunday. And I forgive my brother without him apologizing to me. And if I see him, I will say hello. but to sit and have a full-blown conversation about life itself, there's nothing to say.
Mm.
I mean, you know, but I'm working on it. You know, I'm a work in progress, and, you know,
and
no
that's all you can do.
You know, no one's perfect. You know, who knows? A month or two from now, I might do Spiritual Sunday and say, hey, guess what? You know, brother sat down and we talked. You never
right.
know.
Right.
You know? You never know, but it's just let you know that, like, no one's perfect and everybody has a flaw. It's just how you deal with that flaw is what determines your growth. You know, I don't think that, you know, I think me forgiving him allowed me to still be blessed, but I just feel a more detailed conversation has to take place, you know,
okay.
without liquor in your system so that we can able
right,
to
right.
really, like, discuss it. You know, really discuss.
Even though they say a drunk
know.
Speaks a sober mind, still, you know,
that.
Like you say, you need the real person.
If you're drunk, you're not going to remember.
Right. And then you're going to be looking at me stupid the next time you see me, like, what's up with you?
Yeah.
You know?
I want you to remember.
Yeah.
You know? But I'm going
right.
to tell you, the last thing, like, that me and my brother actually, you know, did together and we came into agreement with was my niece's graduation.
Okay.
That was the last thing we came into agreement with. And that was 4 years ago. Her graduation was we came into agreement with. Like, wow, you know. And still then, I didn't get a job well done. I didn't get a thank you.
Wow.
I didn't get anything. You know,
wow.
But I know that I got a thank you from God, and I got a job well done from God because
there
of
you
His
go.
Grace I was able to do it. You know, but I don't know. It's like sometimes you look for people to say things that they might not never say because they don't think it's that serious. You know.
Yeah.
So,
well,
but the only thing
yeah,
I can
I mean,
wish
you know,
for,
you're gonna get your blessings regardless, but just know that, you know, like you said, you've forgiven him, so your blessings are not going to be blocked. But, you
mm-hmm.
know, I just pray that, you know, that y'all will come to some type of understanding and, you know, he realized what he did and come to you as a man, you know, like you said, without the alcohol, and express his hurt and his forgiveness towards you. You know?
Yeah.
And I'll be praying for that, you know, all
yeah.
the understanding.
And in the process, I continue to pray for God to, you know, work with me and my tongue and my patience and keep me humble, you know, because sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
words come out, you know, certain ways, and you know, you want people to be able to receive what you're saying and not make it seem like you're crazy, you know? So, and I know that it's not,
yeah.
That no one's perfect, you know? No one's perfect, but, you know, we'd like to think that because we, you know, all supposed to be on the right path, that we could do something,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, but I don't know. So my, you know, like I said, my words of encouragement is just to, you know,
pray for them,
you know. And I definitely, when I'm in church, you know, when I'm at home praying, and call up your name, I call up his name, and I pray for him, and I pray for all my nieces, you know, and I pray for all of them, you know, because I definitely love them, you know.
Aww.
I definitely love them, and I've actually... They sent me friend requests on Facebook and everything. So it's great.
Wow. It's going to be all right. You know, again, 3.5 years, that's a long time. But
mm-hmm.
hopefully, like, he'd be revealed with his wrongdoing.
That's the thing. He got to realize what he did. No.
Yeah.
That's true. But somebody got to be the bigger person and just be like, you know.
Right.
Those are just going to go on and on and on.
Yeah. It'll never get resolved.
Person goes, yeah, a person goes, it's going to be too late because they ain't going to hear what you said.
Yeah, it'll be too late for the shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and at the end of the day, that person is 9 times out of 10 going to have to be you.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
you're walking a different life now.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You know.
And I know. Just pray about it, that's all. I'm just going to pray about it.
All right, most definitely will.
And let's just say if it doesn't happen before the family reunion, Rich will be at the family reunion. So, you know, I'm sure he'll make sure that I, you know, keep a smile on and don't lose my cool.
Exactly.
Because Lord knows
there's
going to be a lot of
things. Take a walk down to the water and, no, don't go, no, you ain't mess with the water.
No, I'm not messing with the water, see. Don't even try.
And that's why I said I had to take that back, you know. But just, I mean, even if you have to have Rich to walk with you, it'll be that time for you, you know, hopefully, baby, keep praying about it, that, you know, y'all sit down and, hey, have a one-on-one. You know, but if he has, if you see that he has alcohol in it, leave it alone.
Yes.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so,
you know, like you say,
mm-hmm.
we will continue to pray about it and
mm-hmm.
for you, you know, to get closure.
Yeah, we're going to definitely pray on that. And, you know, definitely... Yeah, we're going to pray on that one. And with the grace of God,
yeah.
Everything's going to work out. You know?
It is.
I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things with my family that we need to work out. And certain things I just don't want to deal with. You know? And that's not me, you know, being selfish or being in some kind of way. I'm just saying, it's certain things you don't really want to deal with, you know, but I love for my family. And it's always good seeing everybody together, you know?
Right.
And I'm excited about, you know, seeing a lot of them because I haven't seen any, you know, I've seen a couple when I went down south, you know, but to see
mm-hmm.
all of them together, like Rich and then T, if you come, you're going to see one of my cousins that looks just like my mom, literally, just
wow.
like my mom.
Well, you know, more than likely, I'm going to try my best to be there because
like
I
looks,
feel like, you know, part. I ain't going to say feel like I am part of the family.
Yeah, like she,
you know,
she looks, when I tell you, identical to my mom. The high cheekbones and everything.
Wow.
She looks just like she could be my sister.
Her mom.
You know.
Yeah. Right. Your mother could be your mom.
Yeah, definitely.
Ooh.
Definitely. And when I tell you, just alike, too. Just alike. Lord knows it is just alike.
Wow.
So, but of course, we came to that time. That hour, and Gribby Crossroad Temple is going to be coming on right after Spiritual Sunday, Crossroad Temple with Gribby Hunter is going to be starting from 9 to 10. So we do want to finish Spiritual Sunday in a timely manner so that Crossroad Temple can begin prompt and on time. So I'll just ask you guys if you guys have any final thoughts that you want to say, any words of encouragement that you want to say. For the end of the show.
I just want to say it was a great, 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 awesome show. Got a lot of things off my chest, you know, got my little crying out, and I feel much better because, you know, like I said, I was having a rough day, but, you know, hey, it ended up being a great day. Well, it was a great day anyway because I woke up, and thank God for that.
Okay.
And for us encouraging words,
mm-hmm.
we just have to pray on whatever the storm is, you know, just continue to pray. and I love you guys, you know. I'm always there for you as well as you all are there for me, and I want to thank y'all, you know, for being in my corner when, you know, I have nobody else to be there, and I love y'all very much.
We love you, too. Which one are you there? You have any final words of encouragement you'd like to give?
I just want to say, everybody go through this storm. The storm is no fun. As long as you got God in your life, you know, you'll get past it. Sometimes storms take a while before you know you can get through them. But as long as you pass that man above in your life, everything is going to turn out fine.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. We're just going to end in prayer, but before we do that, I'm just going to say to everyone, of course, have a blessed and safe week. It is a holiday weekend that's coming up, so, of course, please make sure you're safe. If you're doing fireworks,
amen,
please be safe. You know, if you're having barbecues, please be safe. If you're traveling, please be safe, because it's one of the busiest holiday weekends. And, of course,
yes,
it will be very, very busy. So if you are traveling, please make sure that you're safe, and please make sure that, you know, if you have one drink, don't drive. You know, make sure that there's public,
amen,
transportation or something around, because this time of the year, you know, to me, what I've realized is this time of the year, there's so many accidents with school-age kids, you know, and it's really sad. So if anyone, you know, if you're doubting what I'm saying, watch the news. Follow the news.
Exactly.
You know, follow it and see. Because summertime, right after, you know, school gets out, which is now, where all the graduates are graduating and moving up and stuff like,
mm-hmm,
that, you want to make sure that, you know, the kids are driving safe. Even if you're going to a party down the road, you know, make sure that you are traveling 110%. You must be safe at all times, because you never know what to happen. And
yeah,
trust me, when your life is in someone else's hands, and I'm not talking about God, it could be somebody else that's driving in the car next to you or crossing you or at,
yep,
the light. You never know.
Yep.
So you just want to make sure that you're safe. And we're just going to end in prayer. And, of course, there's no show on Friday. So please make sure that you guys have a wonderful weekend. And, of course, you know, God is good. We're just going to end in prayer. Just trying to see, is that a caller for us or for the next segment? I'm not really sure. Okay, I'm not really sure with that one, but we'll just continue on. And, of course, we thank everyone for, you know, calling in. We thank all the callers and the listeners. We thank everybody for their support. And we're just going to end in prayer. T did open up in prayer, so I'm definitely going to end in prayer for everyone this evening. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, just asking you to just keep us all uplifted and keep us safe throughout the week. Give us the strength and keep us humble with everything that we need to get through each day safely and one sound. We're praying for T if she is traveling. We're praying for her safe travels.
Amen.
We're also praying for Chicky Chick for everything that he's going through right now. We do thank him for, of course, calling into Spiritual Sunday since it was his first time. And we're just asking you that you just make everything right. You know, he's doing everything as you have called him to do, and we're hoping and praying that, you know, you'll be able to fix the situations that he is facing. And we know that no storm is big enough for you. We're praying for Pastor Kathy Holland and for her to be able, we're praying for her healing. We're praying that you will heal her and be able to give the medication so that she's able to take it and she's able to receive it and accept it. And we're praying that you're able to just touch her body and just heal her spirit and make her whole. For we know that she is a willing vessel and she works extremely hard doing the work that you've called her to do, dear Lord. And we're praying for our family and friends, all the hosts of GQ Palace Radio as a whole, our friends, our family, anyone that we've came into contact with, dear Lord, we're praying for the positive and the negative and all, and we're hoping and praying that you will show us the good in everyone, whether it's one good thing, if you can just show it to us and allow us to be able to still continue to be with that person and move around with that person and just continue to uplift each other. We know that, you know, you put people in our life for a reason, and we're just praying that everyone that you put in, if they're there for a reason, show us that reason. If they're there for a season, please allow them to be there for that season.
Yeah.
And then, of course, when they're gone, of course, we have learned the lesson that you've sent us to be, you know, that you've sent us to learn, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we're just praying for my mom as well, Ethel LeMay, who is having some stomach issues. We're definitely praying for her. We're praying for her healing. We're hoping and praying that the test that she's going to have will determine and will say exactly what is wrong with her, dear Lord. We're asking you to just touch her body and heal her body. We know that she's going through a storm, and she's been dealing with the sickness for a very long time now, and it's been one sickness after another. But we know that she is continuously pushing and pushing and pushing, and she knows that you are the healer, and you'll touch her body and be able to heal her for everything that she is going through, dear Lord. We're praying for Sister Sheila. We're praying for her to be able to have a blessing, dear Lord. We're praying for whatever blessing that you can send to her, that you'll send her a blessing and know that it's a blessing that's in your name. And she has worked extremely hard, and she's another one that's doing your work, dear Lord, and we're just asking for you to bless her. Just bless her spirit. Just uplift her. Just motivate her, and just keep her patient and know that the storm is here right now, but you'll definitely bless her in the end. It's a great reward. We're praying for Richard Archibald, dear Lord, our CEO and host of GQ Palace Radio. We're praying for his sickness, and we're hoping that you'll touch his body and heal his body as well as heal the doctors, and be able to encourage everyone to make sure that everyone understands the medication that has to be given, that we're hoping and praying that the side effects are not too bad, dear Lord. Dear Lord, we're just asking you to touch all our family members, our friends, and just keep them motivated and keep them encouraged, dear Lord, and know that we're asking them to have patience with us, knowing that the storm that we're going through right now, that the storm will prevail. The storm will be lifted very soon, dear Lord, according to what you have determined for us, dear Lord, and we're just asking that you just have us come together together on one accord and be able to touch our bodies and just heal us as a whole and heal us together and keep us together as bonded, dear Lord, as you have sent him for me and you sent me for him, dear Lord, and we're just thanking you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Have a blessed and safe week,
Amen.
Everyone, and we look forward to speaking to
Thank
you guys
you.
Next week. You're welcome. God bless you.
All right. You too.
Thank you. Scribby right here. Uh-huh. I pray for my
blessings, blessings. Good to be back. Welcome to the Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. This is Brother Timothy, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley. It's good to be back again. God is good. He woke us up today. Give thanks. First and foremost, I'd like to shout out all the graduating class of 214 from kindergarten on up to high school to college. I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of my son, Bashan Timothy Hunter. He graduated last week from New Rochelle High School. It's a blessing. God is good. I'm proud of my little lion. That's what it is. And I want all the kids out there to just be focused, get your plans right for the summer. Don't let September hit you and you don't know what you're going to do, because this is not the season to be unfocused. It's a season to be focused. So get your plans together now and be ready for the new year. You know what I mean? That's what we want from you black children. We want y'all to be focused and steadfast and keep your trust in God. That's the key and the answer to life nowadays. And on top of that, be your brother's keeper. You understand? Stop the violence. Love one another. Pray for one another. Hug one another. Give kisses to one another. Tell your neighbor. Tell your friend. Tell your enemy, I still love you. I love you. And let them see it through actions and not just words. And that's very important. I wanted to get that across before I started the show. I'd also like to thank GQ Palace, you know, for even giving me this opportunity to have this stage and to let my voice be heard, you know, and spread the word of God. It's a blessing, and I appreciate y'all, and I just want to thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. It's been a heavy, hard year, and I feel all the support that y'all have given me, and I love y'all, man. Thank you very much, and I show my love with action and words to you. Got a brother named G2S. Was on the show a couple of weeks ago, one of our last acts, and the brother's very talented. He's a gospel rapper, and I had a chance to build with him after the show, and we've become very close friends over the last few weeks, and he's a very talented brother. Me and him are actually doing some work together now. We got a couple of songs in the makings, and you'll soon hear that, but I just wanted to salute this brother because this is another brother that came from the streets, from the dirt. And now he's praising God 100% and raising his kids to love God. And, you know, for anybody out there that's gangbanging or dealing with the guns or whatever the case may be, you know, use my brother as an example, because he changed his life and it's evident, it's visible. And through his testimony, he will let you know that God is good. And in saying that, I won't hesitate anymore. We're going to get into this first song called Well Done by my brother, my friend, my man, G2S. Let's get it. Scribby right here, Hartley.
I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. When I walk through the gate, the Lord will say to me, well done. Hallelujah. Well done. 34-1, bless the Lord at all times. my way out. You heard my crying, wave your hand, and then you brought me out. Then you brought me out with my hands lifted high, my mouth filled with praise. You made a way out of nowhere. I am above and not beneath. When I walk through the gate, the Lord will say to me, well done, well done, that good and faithful servant. Well done, well done, well done, you finished the race, now come on in.
Done, my son. That's by G2S. You know what I mean? I hope y'all enjoyed that. It's a real powerful message. And once again, remember, after Sunday, you can hear this show over and over again until next Sunday. So in saying that, play it over and over again and listen to Well Done, because there's a heavy message in that song. If anything flew by you, you might want to catch it again. Speaking of Well Done and G2S, we got G2S on the line right now. What's good, beloved?
Yeah. What's happening, bro? Cool.
What's happening with you, man? You all right?
Yeah, I'm blessed, man. I can't complain, man.
Yeah, you sound a little tired, man. How was church today?
Nah, everything was on point. Everything was on point. Like, early morning, man. A little early night. I mean, I'm late night to the early morning. It's killing me sometimes, but I'm blessed to be here.
Yo, do me a favor, man. Can you tell us the word of the day? What was the pastor talking about today, bro?
Just giving God all the glory, honor, and praise. Like how God just, we was put here to praise. You just got to praise your way out the storm. Just praise. That's all we talked about all day. Just praise, praise, praise. Praise His name.
That's right. 24/7. Yeah, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but I was telling everybody how, you know, you was my last guest I had on the show and how, you know, we became really good brothers and the brotherhood of Christ, you know what I mean, and how we're working on some things together now, and, you know, just how God is good and how you know, He makes people from nowhere that don't know each other meet each other, you know?
Yeah, of course, a wonderful thing, too. That song, man, that song's going to be crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's called He's Mine, Mine, Mine.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, I can't wait, though, for the finishing touches.
Yeah, so what's up, man? What's new? What you been working on lately since we last spoke to you?
I'm going on, just setting up a tour for me. It's looking like it's going to be sometime in November. I don't really have all the details and everything right now. Mm-hmm. But so probably the next time I talk to you, I have the city, states, and whoever I'm going on tour with. So that's a blessing. It's going to be my first one, actually. So I'm real excited about that.
Okay, yeah, man, just be prepared, man. Bring your vitamins, you know what I mean? I've been on tour a couple of times, and it's crazy, man, between the radio stations, rehearsal to the stage show, and on another plane somewhere else. It can get crazy, baby.
Oh, man. I'm looking forward to it, though, man. I think I'm going to have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. It's an exciting thing, you know, but if you're not ready for it physically, it could wear you down.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, it must be true because you're definitely not the first person I heard say that. So
yeah, man.
Better start doing these push-ups.
Oh, man, listen, bro. We used to get into a state at 6 o'clock in the morning, hit the radio station by 7, get back to the hotel, take a two-hour nap, go to rehearsal at 4, be back at the concert stadium at 6, back at the radio station after the show, and on a plane at 6 in the morning again to another state, man. It's nonstop.
Oh, man.
It's nonstop, bro, for real. Like, when they say go to your room and take a rest, that don't mean call the family. That means take a rest.
Yeah.
I like that new video you got out, man. What's it called? I Hear You Calling?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, anybody that don't know right now, you know, you go to YouTube. Is that YouTube, correct?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, go to YouTube, G2S, The Goon to Saint. And it's featuring Zim Digital, and the song is called I Hear You Calling. It's a beautiful video. It's well shot. Who shot that video, bro?
Don't give me the line. I got to remember dude's name. Dude named Darius, matter of fact, he's from Virginia Beach. He got a movement called Jumping JPEGs or something like that. Something of that nature. But, yeah, he do the photo shoots, the videos. He do it all, so.
Yeah, he did a real good job, man. Tell him I said big up on that. I like the whole visual and everything. And what's your man's name? Zim Digital? Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, that's correct. That man blessed with so many talents, man. He do all my beats. He made the beat and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well then, you know, big ups to him too, because that was a beautiful beat. Me, we was in the studio before I got on the air, and we was playing it, you know, and everybody was like, wow, that's hot. I like what he was saying. I like his voice. Sound like he got a little reggae with him.
That's the crazy thing, because the bruh not Jamaican at all. He just changed his voice for the song.
Yeah. But that's that talent. That's a good thing, man. You know, that's a good
man.
Thing. Listen, right? You know that song you sent to me today?
The Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a beautiful song, bro.
Well, appreciate it.
Real powerful
Thanks
song. Man, you keep pushing. You know what I mean? Listen, this is what I need you to do. Introduce yourself and introduce your new song. And we're going to play that, man, and let the people hear the word of God through hip-hop gospel.
Well, it's G2S, Mr. Goon the Saint. Check out my new single, The Blood of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yo, holler at me later. You already know.
All right.
God bless you, King.
Well.
That is ever formed against me shall prosper. Cause I'm covered in the blood and I'm filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. He's sick, closer than a brother, than his only begotten son, but that's how much he loves us. So Jesus shed his blood and he set me free. God on Calvary to a sinner like me. And through his blood we have everlasting victory. Look me in my eyes, in this joy you see, seeing the fight in me, seeing God's will in me. It ain't no stopping me, it ain't no holding me, cause his blood has set me free. So take these chains off me. No more chains of depression, no more chains of fear, no more chains of weakness, so stop shedding those tears. No more chains of confusion, so Jesus not the author, but a power, but a power, love and a sound mind is part of what the blood is.
Yeah, that was my man G2S, the blood of Jesus. You need to look out for him. If you heard of the rapper, the gospel rapper, the truth, you need to remember G2S because he's the truth too. Please believe. It's a blessing. This next song we're going to get into is from these brothers from the Midwest called Beautiful Eulogy, and the song is called Vital Lens. I hope you love it. Please pay attention to this song. It's
yep, this is a reintroduction plus some practical perspective for those of us indeed who are in need of complete vision correction. The only thing that's required is a lens that's genuinely objective and a minute of your time to wrap your mind around divine perception. Cause even the most mindless and spiritually blind can be the spectator in a theater of God's magnificent design. If you would incline your ears and your eyes to these sounds and these signs, we would attempt to rightly refine and align your crooked sight, but we not inclined that a sunset or an ocean can begin to set in mind when the Son of Man began to set in redemptive motion. For morals, meaning, and devotion, heart, mind, and emotion, substance, significance, and truth cannot be explained or reduced to a big bang explosion. Because his character and nature cannot be known through natural revelation, or shown through random acts or figments of your imagination. We, the beautiful eulogy, attempt to communicate audibly and visually to help you hear and see the glory of God clearly. Your love everlasting. I start where I finish, pick it back up where I left it. I'm just a man of unclean lips. I've only seen a glimpse, but everywhere I look I see his fingerprints. All things were made through him. We received his revelation, so we reflect it when we breathe. And the concepts we conceive are born of spiritual seed, manifest in a material realm as musical composition. The rhythm of heartbeats transformed by the gospel and godly wisdom. I'm an instrument of his mercy, unworthy but still he uses me. The beauty of the eulogy, through his death we are truly free. Free indeed. The condemnation and the bondage of our sin was abolished on the cross, and he alone accomplished it. God made himself known, exposing his own nature and his glory through his Son, the revelation of our Savior, the fullness of God born in human form, deity in the flesh. We need the Spirit and the Word to open our eyes so we can see correct the vital lens.
I'm not sure if you recognize it, but that's three white boys. They were not black. And that just blew my mind when I first met them and was introduced to their music. Beautiful Eulogy, and the song was called Vital Lens. You can catch that song on YouTube as well. It's called Vital Lens. Beautiful video, beautiful song, beautiful message. This next song we're going to get into is by my friend, my beloved sister, Terry Smalls. She grew up in New Rochelle, New York. She's a beautiful singer. She's a beautiful woman of God. And there's nothing more to say. She is the Word of God. It's all in her blood. It's all in her bone. Ladies and gentlemen, Terry Smalls. Hold on.
Question. Don't you wanna see? we just keep it real. You must be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That whosoever believes it can have everlasting life.
Since the day she gave us the album, it's a blessing. It's also on the GQ Palace gospel mixtape as well. Check that out. It's Terry Smalls, and you can also find her on YouTube, and the name of her album is called My Desire. Once again, that's Terry Smalls, My Desire. She's from the Hollow, married to one of my really good friends, Al Smalls, and it's a blessing just to know them and be involved with people that are also praising God through the hip-hop gospel and singing and spreading the word of the Lord through music. It's a blessing. This next song we're going to get into is actually by me, Brother Timothy, a.k.a. Scribby, and it's my version of Never Could Have Made It by Marvin Sapp. I hope you enjoy. Blessings.
Woo!
The beautiful instrumental played by my man Joe Keys. You know, we sorry for the mistake. We played the instrumental instead of the vocal, but still, it's the word of God, and it's a beautiful song, and I hope that you enjoyed it. The next song that we're going to get into is by a very, very, very good friend of mine named John Parker, a.k.a. JP, and this song is called Give Him the Praise. His album is called I Rock With One Name, called Jesus. And you can also find this on iTunes as well. Once again, it's I Rock With One Name by John Parker. And it's a beautiful album. I advise you to get it if you want to be blessed by the sound of music and the word of God through music. This song is called Give Him the Praise. And that's what we need to do every day, all day, 24/7, is give God the praise. I want to shout out my brother Honcho from Atlanta, John Carter. We see you. We love you. Stay strong. Stay focused. He's out there working for FedEx in Atlanta on the night shift. So be careful, my brother. We love you. Keep God first. And once again, here we go. John Parker, give him the praise.
Oh, oh, oh. Only Son for me, that I may have light
eternally.
And I realize I could sacrifice some time
to tell you what you need.
I love you and I'm sorry.
I'm not an old prayer.
There you are, catch me every time. Forgive me, put up with me when I don't deserve it. I'm thankful for you, Lord. You're the only God I live for. From this whole world, when I want to hear from you,
you comfort me.
Every time I lift my hands up to you and offer up my prayer,
that's when
I don't
John Parker, give him praise. A beautiful song. We got a gentleman on the line that's doing great things in the name of God on the stage with plays, and you know, we do it all here. We do gospel poetry, gospel hip hop, gospel music, and now we on to a gospel play. We got Brother Ernest on the line. Brother Ernest.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm good, beloved. How we doing?
All right.
How you doing today, bro?
I'm doing all right. I have with me here today, I have my wife, Linda Porter, who is the actual writer and the producer of the play.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Can,
what's the name of your play? Introduce it to the world.
The name of the play is Man at a Crossroad, and I'm going to let the actual writer and producer tell you her vision and her mission for the play.
Okay, yes, sir.
Hi, this is Linda Porter. How you guys doing?
We blessed, sister. How are you?
I'm good.
First, let me just congratulate you on your efforts in spreading the word of God, you know, through plays. So it's a wonderful thing that you're doing, and I commend you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little something real quick about what's going on. You know, we got 65,000 listeners, and they're listening to you right now.
Okay, great. What we're doing with Man at a Crossroads, we're bringing a positive message to mankind about, you know, what God is doing in our lives, how he can change lives. It's about hope. It's about forgiveness. It's about how you make your decisions in life and who it affects and how it affects you. And I'm telling you, we're going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina on August the 30th at the Scottish Rite Temple at 3 o'clock. And it'll be our first time in North Carolina. And when we, you know, we want to bring this message to them so that we can, you know, lives will be changed. And that's our mission. We're changing lives one at a time, planting that seed of hope and faith and allowing God to do the rest.
Right, right. And what is the play about? What are you dealing with in the play?
It's mankind. And we talk about why the men have left the church. So many men now are out of the church, and women are running the churches, and that's not bad. But, you know, man has to take his place back in his role and what God wants him to do. So with that, and, you know, we have, I know you got G2S there. He's in the play. He plays King Zulu, the adversary. And we want the men to take their rightful places back, you know, not just in the church, but in their homes, you know, as fathers, as men, you know, teaching young men how to come up in the Word of God. So we need all of that.
Right.
You know, all that's being portrayed in the play.
Okay, that's beautiful. That sounds like a powerful message, because that is the truth. We need more men in the church. We need more young men back in the church.
Yes.
Wow. So you gave us your new date. Are you ever coming close to New York?
Yes, actually, we're in talks to be in New Jersey. I have family in New York, so I've been talking with her as well, but, you know, we're doing this one at a time, and we want to go nationwide, worldwide. We just want God's message to be out there for mankind, you know. We're just trying to get ready for that day of Christ when he comes back, and we want everybody to be ready. So that's why we want to take this message all over the world. You know, so as God said, told me to take it to the multitude, that's what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. That's a beautiful thing. I would like for y'all to get through G2S and get to me so we can have a whole show with y'all and really get this across to the people.
Yes. Oh, that would be wonderful. And I'm going to tell you, after the shows are over, we can't even get the people to leave. We've got grown men crying in another man's arm and letting us know, hey, that was me. Y'all talked about my life, and now I know I'm going to be all right, you know. And they're like, we got young men that say, you know, I never looked at life like this, and now I know I need to do something. I need help. And we got a pastor right there. We start right on the spot in the play. There's a part in the church scene. You know, we have the call for the altar call for anybody who wants to give their life to Christ. We open and always have the opportunity for anyone that wants to do that right there. We don't miss anything, because you never know where a person is in their life. And if they need to commit themselves to Christ right there, we stop the whole show. And it's all God. And we give him all the praise.
Because you can't stop the blessing when it's there. You can't.
That's right. That's right.
That's beautiful. Listen, like I said, get in touch with me after the show through G2S.
Okay.
So we can set up a show with y'all next week and have a whole show with you. But I would like, before we go, is for you to say the name of the play again and where they can find you if you have a website so they can look and do the information on you.
Absolutely. Man at a Crossroad. We're on www.manatacrossroad.com or manatacrossroad@gmail.com. You can even call us 804-888-2073. We're going to be in Wilmington, North Carolina, August 30th, 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple.
Oh,
so come on and join us and get your blessing.
Yes, yes, that's beautiful, and I appreciate you. Thank you for calling. And
oh, God bless you, and thank you.
It's a blessing, and you're welcome. But please get in touch with me after the show so we can set up something where we can have a whole hour just for you and to spread that word of God.
Okay, thank you so much. I will.
Thank you so much, too, sister. God bless you, and thank you, Brother Ernest.
Oh, God bless you, too.
Okay. The next song we're going to get into is actually by me again, and it's my version of Safe in His Arms. God bless you. I hope you enjoy.
My shepherd, yeah, I have everything I need, yeah. He allows me to rest in the meadow's grass, yeah. And he walks me beside the quiet stream. He restores my failing health, yeah. It is what pleases him the most, yeah.
Hey, that's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved.
Yeah. Saved. Yeah. His arms. Everything I need,
every little thing, yeah.
He helps me rest in meadows grass, and he leads me beside the quiet stream. He helps and heals my failing health, and he leads me to what pleases him my mind. Oh,
To my sister, my little sister, Quanisha Jackson. We had a beautiful function for her at the Remington Boys Club in New Rochelle, New York last night. We had some God-fearing comedians there, you know, Cousin Corn, Guy Coleman, the great Marcus Banks, you know. It was beautiful, as well as myself there singing. It was a beautiful function, you know, and just learn how to support your people and be your brother and your sister's keeper. That's what it's all about. You know, and I just want to shout her out. We love you, sis. R.I.P. And R.I.P. the key to speed, too. Hashtag Wizzo. I never really got a chance to say it, but I love y'all. I love everybody in the sound of my ear, the sound of my voice. I love you. God bless you. Stay safe. And always keep God first. Just wanted to say that because I don't remember saying that. This next song that we're getting into is by a brother named Lecrae, beautiful gospel hip-hop artist, and this song is called Misconception, and there's a lot of that going on nowadays, so I hope you enjoy the message. Please listen, Lecrae, Misconceptions, Scribby right here.
Misconception. Misconception.
Look at it.
Misconception.
I leave your brain stimulated.
Slang came from a land where they suffer from the effects of depravity like gang banging and earthquakes. Most famous, no name, a split a brain and plain a taste for the king of kings. I know it's a strange concept, peddling redemption, boy, what more can I say? Made me a light craven, trying to make him famous, it's not Trey. Filling these 58 foot phrases that would deem us unfit to succeed among these heathens. It's so crucial in the belly of the crucible that you would understand that stage like him on his hand, yo. It's handing out cancer, that's why fame was never the aim. And the fact is the front, homie, left side up, that's a concept.
Misconception.
Those deadly habits have me losing my cool. It's what your frame of mind is chosen. I leave your brain stimulated.
so many misconceptions. Missing a mark, misdirected, driving wreck. Listen aggressive, fueled by our false perceptions. Our methods need corrections, spitting venom in the face and violate the ones we should protect. It's an attempt to motivate, neglect our obligations. Place the blame on someone else, point out the flaws in other people and take the focus off ourselves. Those who have been abused view leadership as illegitimate, so they don't think it's necessary to play by the rules of submit. They see authority as nothing more than a power trip, and they don't want to be plugged into it. They'd rather see that power strip. Get it, power strip. It's unfortunate, disproportionate. The door is wide open for false teachers to twist the truth and distort it. No examples left to follow, left to automize. Acting foolish but can't see it, so we're wise in our own eyes. The life and crucifixion of Christ is a beautiful depiction of service and submission within a leadership position.
Misconception. Those deadly habits have me losing my cool. It's what the frame of mind is chosen. I leave your brain stimulated.
Misconception.
Those deadly habits have me losing my cool. It's what your frame of mind is chosen. I'll leave your brain.
You probably have it all figured out, right? Like you're the type that believes that if you act right, then that just might make you righteous in God's sight. You've been a really good person. You follow the good book as much as you could. You probably didn't go to church as much as you should, but it's all good. I mean, you never really killed anybody. Never really steal from anybody. You never lusted much or did much touching of any bodies. You never use the Lord's name in vain, and you respect your neighbor. You try to maintain peace, love your enemies, and not hold on to anger. You really believe that you could receive God's favor by your good deeds and right behavior. But you're dead in your transgressions and need a savior. Cause you can never win God's approval or the removal of sinful discretions. Your righteous acts of removing God's wrath is in fact the biggest misconception.
Misconception. Those deadly habits have been losing my cool. It's what your frame of mind is chosen. I'll leave your brain stimulated.
Misconception.
Those deadly habits have been losing my cool. It's what your frame of mind is chosen. I'll leave your brain stimulated.
Since my conception, I've been riddled with deception. Televised lies devised to lead a blind insurrection against the resurrection. And the greatest misconception, the world believes the Christian is foolish without direction. And they knock it, they knock it. But what is it profit, a profit to be socially ostracized? And no, we ain't stopping the mocking. But if there's anything I can do to raise the stock in the market for a biblical worldview, then there's no longer an option. Here with the humble beast and no subtleties and no tongue-in-cheek, this is what I mean. They don't understand anything about the faith I believe in. They want to belittle me. But it's cool though, they just know the pseudo, the fake faith, the false one, the Western God is man-made, and not the biblical awesome. Toss them, pick up the reasons for God by Timothy Keller and read it. There is a God you should believe in, and his name is Jesus.
Those deadly habits have been losing my cool. It's what your frame of mind is chosen. I'll leave your brain stimulated.
Misconception.
Those deadly habits have been losing my cool. It's what your frame of mind is chosen. I'll leave your brain stimulated.
By Lecrae, that was Misconception. Beautiful song. I love this hip hop gospel. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's doing better than the street gospel. I can't believe it. They're selling out stadiums, 60,000, 80,000 people. It's a blessing. But I do want to say God is good. He's been good to me. He's been good to you, I'm sure. And if you know that and you believe that, then you give thanks at all times. I want to send love out to my girl, Blondie Thomas, my old school friend, my adulthood friend. God's been very good to her. I love you, sis. I hope you continue to be blessed. I love the way you raised your children. God is good. You know, you stay safe. I don't know if we have time for one more song. If we did, I would love for my producer to play it. But if not, it's been a blessing. And bow your heads and let's just say this prayer real quick and give God the glory. Father, we thank you for all that you have done in our lives. We thank you for the coins in our pocket and the food on our table. We thank you that no weapons have been formed against us yesterday, today, and we pray for that no weapons are formed against us tomorrow. We thank you for all the grace and mercy that you have placed around us and the things that you have given us to say out of our mouths to heal others that we know and we don't know. We thank you for all that you have done in advance, Father. Father, we thank you for the education of your word. We thank you for allowing us to reach 65,000 people at one time. We thank you for using me as a vessel to get to my people, Father. Father, I thank you for the talents that you have given me and others. We just thank you and we love you and we praise your name every day. We thank you for GQ Palace for giving the opportunity for your word to be heard through the music. We love you and we praise your name every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to shout out Hartley Housing from New Rochelle. I want to shout out all the five boroughs in New York City, every state in the country. I want to shout you out because I know you're listening. God is good and I love you. Remember that we here every Sunday from 9 to 10, Crossroad Gospel Temple Show. We here from 9 to 10 every Sunday. Don't be afraid to call in. That's 1-646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air and let your praises and your word be heard to the world. God is good. This is Brother Timothy right here. I love you. I pray for you. And I hope that we are here again next Sunday at 9 p.m. And once again, big up and shout outs to the 214, class of 214. Y'all did it. Congratulations. I'm proud of you. God is good. Now look forward to the next chapter, the next chamber in life, and keep God first. Scribby right here, Hartley, Brother Timothy.